came in here without a wedding garment, and he was reduced to silence. For many years, when I worked with our previous bishop in my role, I had to attend many functions down at his house. Some of these functions were formal, and some were informal. And I was forever getting those wrong. And I would arrive down, like, for example, I would arrive down with all my clerical garb on, shirt and tie and suit, clerical shirt and suit, black suit. And then the bishop would open up the door, and he'd be standing there in his Hawaiian shirt. And he said, "It's casual tonight." I went, "Okay." So I'd take off my jacket. I would, you know, take out the tab of my shirt, and I would pretend to be casual in all black as all the guests arrive in their casual. And it was always awkward. And I did it the other way around. I'd arrive down in my shirt and sometimes even shorts, and there he is in all his black garb. And I mean, he says, "It's formal." I'm like, "Oh." Anyway, I solved the problem by having a spare set of clothes in my car, of both kinds, so I wasn't going to get tricked enough. But, you know, we all like to fit in at the social functions we go into, right? I mean, if everyone's informal, we like to be formal. We don't want to stand out. I mean, sometimes people want to stand out for a reason, but generally that's not the reason why you want to stand out, and you blend in. Well, I'm glad I didn't get thrown out of the hallway and where there was grinding of teeth here. But this gospel passage we hear today is not just about social custom, right? It's not about social awareness of our garb. It's a way deeper message, and I think it's often lost on us because we don't know Scripture very well. So let me just break it open a little bit so we understand what the symbols mean here. First of all, obviously you know the wedding feast is symbolic of the kingdom of heaven is a banquet open to all, right? That's the overall message. I think we all get that part, right? But the wedding garment, when they were coming in, we questioned, why do you expect somebody who just came in from the side streets and the main roads to have a wedding garment? Isn't that seem a little unfair? And then you kick him out, make a big show of it? What you have to understand is that as you came into a wedding, you were given a wedding garment. So if you didn't wear a wedding garment, you were refusing to what was given to you as you entered, so that everyone would have be expected to wear this garment. So that's number one. The second key to this is when you hear garment in either New Testament or the Old Testament, it is always symbolic of good works. So if you hear a garment, you often hear it in old times. You were due to guard take on the garment of God. Is that of good works, so charity, kindness, especially to those immigrants and the widows, so that we hear that language of garment, right? And then Paul picks up that, St. Paul picks up multiple times, and he talks about how we're called to put on the garment of Christ, of love and kindness and gentleness, and above all of those, put on the garment of love, right? Like, so you're all the garment is that of good works, okay? So now you understand that if you get into the wedding, the way this breaks out is that if you come into the wedding feast, you're invited into the kingdom of God. And the expectation is because you got this invitation free, you didn't earn it, then the emphasis is that you must then do good works. See how it works? That's the way that works. Okay, that's all great explanation. How does that apply to us today? How does it work for us? Well, you know, we're all being invited to the table of the Lord here. And none of us are here because of our worthiness, right? It's a free offer. It's not because, like, we're not getting to the table because we're good versus somebody else is bad. It's open to all because we're the ones who are being invited in on the streets, right? So we're that ones, right? And it's open to all. But here's the important part. The expectation is that we leave here to do the good works of Christ. The expectation is we go out of here converted to be Christ to others. And that's what we say. When we receive the body of Christ, we receive and then become what we receive. We become the body of Christ for others. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, we're all different. We all have different gifts and different strengths and weaknesses. But there's a sort of a base level that it starts with. The base level is that the good works of kindness and gentleness and to be forgiving and loving. I mean, that's the expectation for all of us. Every one of us can do that, right? Now, that may seem straightforward, but most of us fail to do that completely every week. But that's the mere base level that we're all expected of, is the good works of kindness, gentleness, and loving and forgiving. But there's more expected of us. It depends on how much we have. So if we are, for example, financially very well off, then we're expected to do more. We're expected to do good works of charity to those who are in need, those who don't have as much. See, that's the expectation of those who are financially well off. But those who have maybe not financially well off, but have time, then the expectation is you use your time for good works, to do good by serving others, by being not just kind, but now by sacrificing your time and giving it away to those who are in need. You see, so we're all treated equal, but equal according to the gifts that we've been given, not equal as in we all get the same treatment. And so that's why when somebody isn't wearing a wedding garment, is not putting on Christ, and not putting on the good works, that then we will get kicked out. Why? Because we didn't respond. We didn't respond to the generous free gift of salvation. So what does that mean for us today? It means that when we receive here today, when we come forward, it's not just an optional extra to go out and to do good works, but it's a constitutive element of coming here to do good works. Because like just take it for a moment the other way. If we don't do good works and we leave here, then what sort of scandal does that bring to what we do here? Because then nothing really has happened here. That's what others will say. That we nothing has transformed. Nothing has really happened. They went in and they came out and they're just the exact same. You see, we have to practice the good works and do our best as best we can with whatever gifts we've been given. So today, as we receive the body of Christ and is offered a free gift of salvation to all of us, we accept it and then promise to put on the garment of Christ and to do good works in His name.